John Welker did an awesome job. The Sound Room, 1661 Clarkson in Chesterfield, a half mile south of Highway 40 on Clarkson Road. The same price, better advice. The Sound Room or thesoundroom.com.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, Eddie, what's new at the world-famous Fast Eddie's?
Just a second, Mr. Shannon. I'm sending out a tweet. Let's see, hashtag coldest beer in town.
A tweet? Did you say hash brown?
Yeah, it's Twitter, Mr. Shannon. You know, social media. You sign off with a hashtag.
Social media, huh? You taking Fast Eddie's into the future.
I'm certainly trying to, Mr. Shannon.
Listen, Eddie, do you still have the coldest beer in town and the tastiest and the cheapest eats?
Of course, Mr. Shannon.
And you still have that huge outdoor patio with all the flat screens, live music, and the video games?
Yes, sir, Mr. Shannon.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about your tweeter or whatever the heck you call that thing. Stick to what you do best at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Hashtag, if you're 21 and in the mood, get over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, and check them out online at fasteddiesbonair.com. Hashtag.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
See every serve up close when Fed Cup tennis comes to Shea Fitz Arena at St. Louis University, Saturday, April 19th through Sunday, April 20th. Don't miss Serena Williams and Team USA take on Team France as they go head-to-head in the World Group Playoff. Tickets are on sale now. Visit USTA.com/FedCup to buy tickets and be a part of the action. Players subject to change.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
Opinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Bring opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of shit.
Milk out of my nose.
No, that's a good look.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 26th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, business is very, very good right now at Thompson Price, and I cannot thank all of you enough who have decided to make the right choice. With all the people in the kitchen and bath business, you've decided you wanted your money's worth. You wanted value, and you wanted something you'd look at many, many, many years from now, and you'd think, wow, one of the best things we ever did for this house. Contact Thompson Price. We'll talk more about them and other things after this.
Hey!
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain running the control board. Actually, you pay a lot of attention to him, especially now. I'm going to introduce him. His name is Eon the Peon, and he wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason, because they can tell you what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss. You know that I mentioned the thing I saw on TV a couple days ago where they talked about famous people who were rich before they were famous, like Julie Lee Dreyfus, Lady Gaga was wealthy, Taylor Swift, a wealthy rich kid. Modest Dan Strauss never, ever talks about the fact that he's the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. That's a huge, huge, I mean, jeans, this is a global global product, the Levi's jeans.
It's in my jeans.
Good one.
Yeah.
And you know, you meet him, and you know, he seems just like a regular guy.
Yeah.
You'd never know he's the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's great. Hi, Frank. Hi, everybody.
What? Well, you almost said just hi to me.
Hi, Frank. Yeah.
Sometimes you forget how wealthy you are. And when it's called to your attention, it kind of stuns you.
Yeah, it is.
People remind you of your great wealth. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
Where she is still AM and the PM, just as her gravestone says, I will always be AM and the PM. Rat Boy has fired off an email to the people in charge at the Indy 500, and I'll just read you a little bit. He shared it with me. Dear Indy 500 people, enough is enough. I think it's been enough years that you've celebrated by having the drivers drink milk. Now it's time for a change. Why not in the winner's circle have them take a big bite of, what's this word?
Cheese.
Big bite of cheese.
Oh.
Well, it's still a dairy product. And he may be right. Sometimes things get old. Maybe that's getting old. Isn't that the Indy 500 where they drink milk? Isn't it milk?
The Daytona 500?
Not the Daytona. You might even have the wrong event, Rat Boy.
Yeah.
I think it's milk at the Indy 500.
I think maybe it is.
Yeah. Good luck with that, Rat Boy.
Move that car over. I'm passing.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
That's what I thought. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yes, Indy 500.
They drink milk?
Yeah. They drink milk. I know. Seems a little strange. Brought to you by Bill Clavin's on the way. He graciously consented to wait and do his segment in the Playhouse. And now it's time to talk about the part of your house that dates your house more than any other part of your house. And that is, one, the kitchen, and two, the bathrooms. Let's start with the kitchen. In fact, we stay with the kitchen today. Because that's the big one. That's a big deal. Now, there are some kitchens that look, when you walk into them, like you just know those people. They cook a lot. They experiment. They're like Peon. Peon just had that recipe he put on our Facebook page about that pork shoulder thing he made. I'm talking about those kitchens where up in the middle of the kitchen, hanging are a bunch of pots and pans, that sort of country Martha Stewart type thing, a lot of butcher block and cutting boards. And you can just tell whoever's in this kitchen knows how to cook and does a lot of cooking. And then you got the other kind of kitchens, like our kitchen, where nobody cooks, where the most important thing in the kitchen is a good television. Because you sit there at the counter and eat your carry out, something I picked up on the way home, because nobody, again, in our house is going to cook anything. But you still need a kitchen that if you sold the house, the new buyer would go, wow, this is quite a kitchen. But if you are a cook, I can't imagine anything more exciting than the completion of that completely remodeled kitchen that was made specifically for you. You and the Thompson Price people got together and designed the kitchen that didn't exist anywhere in any home. Nobody has ever built the kitchen you would build. It doesn't exist. You can go out and look at all the new homes you want. Look at the thousand of them. Only you can come up with this kitchen, you and Thompson Price. Take magazine. People do it all the time. They'll take in pictures from magazines, Better Homes and Gardens. Go ahead, do that. Anything that's in those pictures, they can do, and they can do better. In fact, I wrote a song for Tom Surprise. Anything they can do, Tom can do better. Mm. That Tom can do anything better than they.
Huh. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Tom, and then you should have somebody argue with you then. Like say, no, he can't.
No, he can't. Yes, he can. No, he can't. Yes, he can. No, he can't. Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
There you go.
And, of course, it's not just him. He heads the team. He's got a great team of people. The boys are in the business. TJ's in the business. Adam is in the business, the Price boys. And if the name Price is not in the kitchen company, bathroom remodeling company you're dealing with, guess what? You're not talking to the people we're talking about right now. You got confused somehow. Showroom in DePere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli, right there in the same shopping center with TJ Maxx. Of course, you can always go online, ThompsonPrice.com. I'm not kidding. Their business is really good, and thank you for that. From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleve Cab, your AM to PM cab company. Please download the app, STL Taxi. It's a great app, and it's free. The Cleve Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
I just heard you mention the Indianapolis 500 next week. Believe it or not, doing a story for BillOnTheRoad.com. I'll be in Indianapolis, and I actually get to ride around the track in an Indy car.
Stop it! Stop it right now!
Yeah.
How'd you work that out?
You know what? I talk to all these folks in all these different cities and learn about their towns and things that are going on, and inevitably they will usually let me do something a little off the beaten path and something kind of fun to talk about. So got my GoPro camera all ready to go, and that's going to be fun.
Man.
Looking forward to it.
You're all set. That'll be fun. We'll watch for that.
All right. Well, Girl Scout in Oklahoma sold 18,107 boxes of cookies this year. New record. She also won the title of Kid You'd Least Like to Live Next Door To. And a study finds that 30% of Americans say they get most of their news on Facebook. You can tell the news programs are trying to adjust accordingly. For example, last night, Diane Sawyer's top story was a picture of a dog playing piano.
No.
And Kanye West gave Kim Kardashian a wedding gift. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, the Burger Kings or something.
Ten Burger King restaurants. Which explains why today Rosie O'Donnell proposed to Kanye West.
No, I bet she did.
To get in on some of them. And in an op-ed last week, Mitt Romney accused President Obama of terrible timing. Speaking of bad timing, sounds like Romney's finally beginning the campaign for president. He missed it by that.
I think we got cut
What happened?
Off.
Yeah.
There was a glitch and there was a
dropout
in the cell signal. Do that again.
Oh, in an op-ed last week, Frank, Mitt Romney accused President Obama of terrible timing.
Oh.
Yeah, speaking of bad timing, sounds like Romney's finally beginning the campaign for president.
No, now that I heard it all.
Do it with the dropout again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do it with the bigger
and
dropout.
Finally.
It was like a 10-second dropout.
Well, spring break, of course, for many American kids this week. Kids really have it good here. They don't know how lucky they are. You know how long a spring break is in China, for example?
No.
6 minutes. That's all they get. 6 minutes.
And then what happens?
They study a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do that dropout
school
thing.
School is very strict.
That night I get to ride in an Indy car in Indianapolis. That'll be fun.
Now, if they heard this segment, they're going to take that offer away.
Yeah, the Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by the Cleve Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. There goes Bill. Hey, I'll just read this to you. Somebody, I've had this sent to me 3 or 4 times. I've never done it. It's real quick. It's just, it's one of those sort of funny observations. And here's the observation. The sport of choice for the urban poor is basketball. The sport of choice for maintenance-level employees is bowling. The sport of choice for frontline workers is football. The sport of choice for supervisors is baseball. The sport of choice for middle management is tennis. And the sport of choice for corporate executives is golf. The conclusion is the higher you go in the corporate world, the smaller your balls get.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to bring everybody down, but for those of you who didn't hear it earlier, and boy, this is some sad news because I really wanted these kids to make it. Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband, Chris Martin, calling it quits. She's 41, he's 37, and if you didn't hear it, their statement to the public was they've decided on conscious uncoupling. This is one of those Hollywood things that nobody else has ever heard of. So, hearts full of sadness, she says. They've decided to separate in conscious uncoupling. So, if you want to be like Hollywood people, and I know some of you do, you copy everything they do, then if you're about to get a divorce, just change the terminology to conscious uncoupling.
Huh.
Somebody, and I didn't hear this, maybe you guys did, told me that John Carney just had his back and his chest waxed. Did you know about this?
No.
No, I didn't hear about that. And I just saw him.
I'm wondering if anybody heard it. I know he has a show, but not much of an audience. I'm kidding. No, he had his, and what I heard was that on, I guess on the air, he was saying he thought it was permanent, and he didn't realize that the hair would grow back. Yeah, John.
Oh, he's going to be itching.
It's waxing. It's not.
Wait a minute. That's
laser.
Not permanent.
No, my understanding was he said that he thought it would be permanent. He didn't realize that he'd have to go through it again.
Oh, that's why he did it?
I guess. Hey.
Hey, can you remove this hair from my back, please?
Hey, crew. When are you going to rip it? I've never, you know, that scene that
he should have filmed that. Yeah.
Was it Steve Carell?
Yes.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
You know what? That did it for me. That scene right there.
Oh, man.
That did it. I would never have wax ripped the hair off of any part of my body. This morning there was a 9-alarm fire in Boston. I've never heard.
Whoa.
Heard 4-alarm fire.
Good
grief. One time we on the air, we had some people explain to us what that means. I obviously, the more
it's
alarms, the bigger the fire.
9 different firehouses, I think, respond.
This was a 9-alarm fire in Boston. And I saw in STL Today this morning where Martin Sheen is coming to speak on October 7th. It's one of those, you know how they have, hey, come here, Colin Powell, you know, they have these different speakers, and so Martin Sheen's coming to town. And it reminded me of, and I'm not going to tell the story now because it's too long, but you guys have to tell me if, I don't want to be that guy who keeps telling the same story all the time. Wait a minute, I'm already that guy. But one of the absolute best stories that I've ever had to tell, true story, or probably will in my life, is my Martin Sheen story. And I think you probably remember it when I was in Nashville at the country music thing, and Martin Sheen was, it's an unbelievable story. So maybe in the next couple of days, I'll retell my Martin Sheen story.
We'll have to remind you. Maybe.
Oh,
you
my
can...
goodness. It's unbelievable. And you know, if I were to ever see him and go, hey, Martin, remember Nashville? He would not have any idea what I'm talking about. But I will never, ever forget it. And I'm glad my wife was there, because normally when I tell a story, you know, wives, this is what they do. That's not how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
You're exaggerating. She's never said that about this story, because it's exactly what happened the way I tell it, and she's never contradicted me. Even she was just stunned by what happened, and that's all I'm going to say, and that'll make you keep listening for the next few days if you want to hear the Martin Sheen story. Now, here's another stunner. A couple days ago, Peon, and we talked about this yesterday, Peon put Bernice's gravestone on our Facebook page. For those of you who have only been listening for 5, 6, 7 years. Peon, hasn't it been almost 11 years?
2003.
Yeah, 2003, it said on
what,
the
what month
stone.
Did she die?
Let's see here. March. March 9th.
March. Okay, so it's 11 years.
Yeah.
And so you got to keep in mind that there are lots of people listening who, they don't know who that is. They don't know who her, they know we play her voice anyway, and you horses, I did. But this is what makes this so amazing to me. Peon puts her gravestone on our Facebook page, and in one day, over 12,000 people hit that Facebook page. The reason that's
it's double the amount of likes we have on our page. So
yeah, the reason that's so amazing is one that. I guess it's safe to say that's over 12,000 people. Nobody's going to go to there twice. I mean, it's like 12,000 people.
No, it's individual people who saw it.
So you're talking over 12,000 people as a result of one mention on the air. We only mentioned it. We just said, oh, by the way, a listener, and I, you know what, I should know, who was the guy?
Jeff, who was on our trip.
Okay, yeah,
he's
Jeff.
He's the one that sent it to us. Yeah.
Jeff goes down, finds her
grave.
He
lives there.
And he sends us the picture. Now, we just, in passing, we don't make a big deal out of it. We don't talk about it for an hour. We just mention it. With one mention, and in one day, over 12,000 people go to our Facebook page to see that. Now, there's only one conclusion that you can come to from that. This audience is big, and it's loyal, and it's responsive. And I just saw the latest ratings list that came out. And once again, what they do is they list 21 stations. And KTRS is not even in the top 21. Idiots who don't know any better, and buy advertising based on the advice of some ad agency that doesn't know what it's doing. Yeah, exactly.
Idiots.
Or some numbskull kid just out of college who's in charge of buying advertising will base their decision to not consider KTRS on that. They go, well, look, they're not even in the ratings. They didn't even show up in the top 21. That's ridiculous. And so is the rating system. Again, and I'm going to repeat this from time to time, we don't pay to be part of the ratings. There's an obscure gospel station that nobody's ever heard of except 12 people that shows up in the top 21. KDHX, Double Helix, shows up in the top 21. Stations with signals so weak, the Progresso soup can is a stronger signal. They show up in the top 21, yet we don't. When in fact the truth is, the strongest radio signal in this town from sunrise to sunset is 5:50 a.m. Stronger signal during the day when it counts, when advertisers want it, when people are in their cars, than any other station. We're probably second or third in the market, but you'll never know that because we have refused for the last 4 or 5 years to pay the extortion fee of the company that claims to be somehow anywhere close to an accurate rating system. It is a joke. If you're in the business, you know it's a laughable joke. And I say to you advertisers, just remember one thing. One day, one mention, over 12,000 people just went to see Bernice's grave marker, stone. That's the kind of following and reaction we have, and I'm very, very proud of that. Congratulations to the state of Missouri. We executed a guy early this morning. He killed a teenage girl and raped her, and now he's dead.
Yeah, and he killed her back in 89? Is that what the deal
was? That was the other thing I was going to say. So let's see, 25 years ago, and we finally snuffed this guy out. Jeffrey Ferguson. Now, and I've said this before, I am not a fan of capital punishment if there is the tiniest grain of sand of doubt. But when it is, when there's a confession, not coerced, when there's absolutely no doubt, in fact, the guy brags about it, I say, kill this guy, and it shouldn't take 25 years to do it. And at first, of course, he denied it. But then I'm reading the story, and one of the things that disturbed me was, at the time this morning, when they decided to execute him, his last statement was, I'm sorry to be the cause that brings you all into this dark business of execution. I pray for the victim's family to have peace in their hearts one day and lose the anger, hate, and need for revenge that has driven them. Like they're the bad people.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's wanting them to be forgiven for how horrible they are.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me. And then I'm reading where, and then years later, it says here that, at the first trial, or more than one trial, he claimed he'd been drinking, fell asleep in the back of a Chevy Blazer. He denied killing the girl. Multiple people placed him at the site that he had some of her jewelry on. I mean, come on. And then they said years later, he expressed remorse for the crime. So essentially years later, sorry. Good riddance. Why did it take 25 years? Now, here's a great story. Ocean County, New Jersey. This just happened. Guy spends 15 years in state prison for robbing a Stride Right shoe store. Christopher Miller, 40 years old. So he's released from prison, gets on the bus. His first stop after he gets out of prison after 15 years is to the same store to rob it again. Yes. He goes right from prison back to that same store and robbed it.
Anything. And did you know the same clerk that he robbed was in there?
No. Oh, come on.
Yes, and recognized him when he came walking in.
Unbelievable. Man. Well, you can't write anything better than that. That's
amazing.
Beautiful. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
By request, Craig, this is for you. We've done it before, but hey, we've done everything before. There's no joke we've only told one time. Very rare, unless it's a brand new joke, and those don't come along very often. Lady stops by her son's home in the afternoon, and she walks in, and her daughter-in-law is in the house. Now, keep in mind, this is her son and her son's wife's house. So she walks in, and her daughter-in-law is lying on the couch completely nude. There's music playing, so there's incense things going, and she's got perfume, you can smell it. And she says, what are you doing? And her daughter-in-law says, well, I'm waiting for your son to come home from work. She says, well, you're naked. She says, yeah. She says, we don't call it that. We call this my love dress. He loves my love dress. She says, love dress? You don't have a dress on. She says, yeah, that's the whole point. We call it my love. Like, he'll say, oh, make sure when I come home you're wearing your love dress. That means no clothes. He loves it when I do this. It gets him very excited. Every time he sees me, he's so excited and aroused. He can't get enough of me. He just devours me. So the mother-in-law leaves, gets home, starts thinking about this. So she takes all her clothes, takes a shower, puts on perfume, takes all her clothes off, dims the lights, puts on a CD, romantic music, spreads out on the couch, waiting for Larry, her husband, to come home. After a long day at the wrecker and tow company where he works, he walks in, and there she is, nude, lying on the couch, candles, music. He says, what are you doing? She says, honey, this is my love dress. He says, well, it needs ironing. What's for dinner?
Let's check traffic now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. And by the way, I want to say hi to Charles. I heard him call in before. He's a friend, and glad to hear him. I could recognize that voice anywhere. Hey, if you're traveling on northbound 270 near north of Dorset, about a half mile north of Dorset, you've got an accident that's got a lane blocked. The traffic is back to Page. We had another report came in that there's an accident on northbound 270 at McKelvey. That may be one and the same. Now, if you're traveling westbound 40, things are really jammed up from the earlier accident this afternoon. You're jammed from about Compton all the way out through Clayton Skinker, and then you're heavy again from 270 through Mason. Looks like we're running slow from Long Road to the Boone Bridge and some pockets there. On westbound 44, a little heavy between Shrewsbury and the Murdoch overpass. You're really jammed up between those two right lanes from Lindbergh down, merging onto Highway 270. You're going to find westbound 44 also slow between Mirage and Bowles. Westbound 70, heavy past the airport, heavy again between the Blanchett Bridge and Highway 94. This traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. Account Temps provides businesses flexible staffing solutions for all their accounting and finance workload needs. Learn more at accounttemps.com/flexible staffing, a Robert Half company. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Andy Strickland and former Blue Jamal Mayers.
Don't be the last to know the scoop. Tune in for Hockey Sense live from O.B. Clarkson Brentwood,
where I'll be giving fans the details of the game, breaking down trends around the league, what it takes to win on a nightly basis, along with breaking down the challenges of what is a marathon season, 82 games.
Who's being traded, who's hurt, who's hot, who's not. Find out here.
Hockey Sense, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on KTRS.
Have you paid for an appraisal up front only to be turned down because your house didn't appraise out? At Golden Oak Lending, we take the risk for you. This is Bob Ellman. If your loan doesn't close, you don't pay anything, including the appraisal. Check out our A-plus rating with the BBB. We've been right here for 14 years in St. Louis. Why would you refinance with anyone else?
Home values have been steadily increasing, and with today's mortgage rates in the threes, you can refinance to a lower monthly payment or get cash out to pay off credit cards. Our licensed loan officers are trained to find you the best mortgage plan for your situation, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Apply today. If your loan doesn't close, pay nothing for the appraisal.
Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed. 15-year APR, 3.807. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Granite Busters is the region's number one name in granite countertop savings.
And for a limited time only, they're making an offer you can't refuse.
45 square feet of Category A granite countertops.
A stainless steel undermount sink.
A sink grate.
And a plumbing hookup.
All this for under $2,000.
Just $19.99.55.
Questions? Call Granite Busters right now at 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344.
Or visit the Granite Busters showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard.
You'll find over 125 colors and more than 500 granite and quartz slabs in stock.
That's the biggest selection around.
And at Granite Busters, they feature digital templating, laser stone fabrication, and expert installation. All 100% free.
Upgrade to granite countertops right now.
Call, visit, or log on at granitebusters.com.
The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters.
New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Who is ready for some football? This spring, professional indoor football returns to St. Louis. The St. Louis Attack. And on March 30th, your hometown St. Louis Attack will make their debut at the Family Arena in St. Charles as they host the Pennsylvania Steam. Kickoff is at 6:05 p.m. The X-League Professional Indoor Football kicks off its inaugural season right here in St. Louis. Your St. Louis Attack has six home games this spring at the Family Arena. Don't miss 1 second of the fast-paced, hard-hitting action of St. Louis Attack Professional Indoor Football. Single game tickets start at just $12 each, and season tickets start as low as $72 each. To purchase tickets and for more information, call the Attack office at 636-922-2255. That's 636-922-2255. Or go to stlouisattack.com. The St. Louis Attack. Make plans now to catch all the hard-hitting action. The St. Louis Attack.
Don't miss opening weekend, April 11th through the 13th, when the Cardinals host the Chicago Cubs. There are great promotions all weekend long, featuring a 2013 National League Championship Series MVP Waka bobblehead, Molina and Wainwright gold glove, and a wearable replica of the 2013 National League Champions ring. Join the fun and welcome baseball back to St. Louis on opening weekend, April 11th through the 13th, against the Cubs. Great seats still remain. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com.
This is your MVP of the NLCS, Michael Wacha.
Fans, this is Michael Wacha. On Friday, April 11th, we play the Chicago Cubs. 25,000 fans, ages 16 and older, will take home my bobblehead celebrating last year's NLCS.
What a job by Michael Wacha, and the Dodgers strand the bases loaded. Wow!
Again, that's Friday, April 11th, when we take on the Cubs. Take home my bobblehead. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
This is an important message from HYSE Advisory Group. If you own mutual funds, listen closely. You may be paying unnecessary fees that could be costing you thousands. If you own $100,000 or more in mutual funds, call the offices of HYSE Advisory Group now at 314-909-1116 for a no-obligation review. HYSE Advisory Group will review your fee structure to help determine your real gains. Unnecessary fees could add up to thousands a year, especially to those with balances of over $100,000. Know what your real fees are. Call 314-909-1116 right now for your no-obligation review. It's your right to know these costs, and HYSE Advisory Group can help. So if you own $100,000 or more in mutual funds, don't wait. Call this number, 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Ken HYSE is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori HYSE is a licensed insurance representative.
Make sure you're easy to find online with a mobile-optimized website from Hibu. We'll build you an eye-catching website that looks great on laptops, tablets, and phones. And we'll help more visitors find your site with $600 of free search engine marketing with Google AdWords when you buy a Hibu website's premium package. To find out more, visit Hibu.com. Hibu, made for business. Terms and conditions apply. Only available with the HIBU website's premium package, which includes design service, wave assist, and video. See HIBU.com. Offer ends May 31st. 3 months free search engine marketing with Google AdWords valued at $200 a month.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster grills. Smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. See Broilmaster STL. For the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast, even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up. Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine.
Fruit of the vine.
When you gonna let me get sober?
Time to go to Southern California, where we check in with Mike Evans. Hang on here. I want to read you real quickly an email. This kind of fits in because Mr. Evans spends a lot of time, was born in Hawaii. Listen to this, you guys. It says, Jim Neighbors. You know, I said, I wonder why we never see Jim's wife.
Yeah.
Jim Neighbors, according to Hawaii News Now, was married January 29th, 2013, to Stan Cadwallader in Seattle at the Fairmont Olympic Hotel.
That's a weird name for a woman.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Stan. Who does that to a girl?
I don't know.
Let's name her Stan. So Stan and Jim Neighbors were married January of 2013. And now you know, as Paul Harris likes to say, the rest of the story.
That's Harvey.
We're short on time. He hates it when we are, but he'll deal with it. Mike Evans is with us, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Closed on Mondays. What a fantastic place. Make a reservation for dinner. You'll need it. Here's Mike Evans.
Yeah, man. I've stayed at that hotel. That's a great hotel.
The Fairmont Olympic Hotel in Seattle?
Seattle, yep. Downtown.
Now, did you know that Jim married Stan last year?
Yeah, I knew that Jim and Stan have been dating.
Now, what's
they
she look
a
like?
A very beautiful couple.
What does she look like, that Stan?
That's a weird name. He's about 6'2".
He?
Flat-chested.
Very flat-chested.
Oh, my goodness.
He's hangs to the right, I think. I don't know.
Okay, that's good to know. What's going on?
Paco's question, name the name of the star who says they are proud to be part Asian. Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel. Rob Schneider, answer in a minute. New TV show, Katie Holmes is currently shooting a new pilot for ABC TV called Dangerous Liaisons. It is called a high society drama. Tom Cruise says he's not happy about it. He believes that Katie should be home staying with the baby, a stay-home mom. Why is Tom Cruise a stay-home dad?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hollywood is bidding to make a biopic about Mary Virginia Jones. Now, if you never heard that name, not surprised. She was just released from prison after 37 years in prison for murder she did not have anything to do with.
Whoa.
In prison, she became an ordained minister and preached every day in jail. In the 1980s, she was a young girl dating who turned out to be a very violent man who at one point forced her at gunpoint to drive him to a robbery where he killed a store owner. Despite a history of the boyfriend abusing her and him admitting that he pulled a gun on her, it was not allowed in trial, and she was found guilty along with him.
But she did kill, even though he forced her, she did kill the guy.
No, he didn't kill. She didn't kill. She was in the car.
Oh, okay.
He killed her.
Oh, okay.
She just drove him there.
How can they not allow stuff like that in a
trial? Well, I don't know.
California Appellate Court looked at the case and ordered her released immediately. Prison authorities said that they knew that Mrs. Jones was innocent because of the years that she had been there, the nicest person they'd ever met. They even threw her a party. They were so happy that she finally got released. How would you, Matt? 37 years of your life?
No, that's I can't even imagine that.
Unbelievable. Odds and ends, Russell Brand has secured his 2-year chip. Sober for 2 years, Russell Brand.
Not funny.
Justin Bieber wants to take acting lessons. Maybe they could teach him to act like a human being.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Maybe they could teach him how to sing. They're going to do that.
Yeah, act like a man.
Michael Douglas pulled a lot of strings to get his son Cameron out of solitary confinement, and now that Cameron is out of solitary, Michael is not seeing his son on a regular basis. That's the good news. Now the bad news. Cameron is in jail for drug trafficking, will not be eligible for parole until November 2018.
Now, you remember I talked to his grandpa, Kirk Douglas, about all this.
Well, you should have recorded it.
I did. I said, this has to really be horrible for you to go through this with your grandson. Here's what Kirk Douglas said. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Wow.
Yeah, he's upset. Very upset.
Dick St. Jack. On his show.
Yeah, he'll have Dick St. Jack. He'll have it tomorrow.
Paris Jackson is out of her 24/7 rehab, doing a lot better, calmer, relaxed. She still needs medical and psychological help, but she is doing better. That's Michael's daughter. But she is a doll.
She's about as pretty as any girl I ever saw.
She is just darling. This Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris Martin thing. You know, over the years, I've seen Gwyneth Paltrow probably half a dozen times, a couple times in L.A., a few times in New York. I've seen Chris Martin maybe three or four times, once in Vegas, once in L.A., and a couple times in New York. I never saw them together. I always thought that was very odd, that they were never together.
Have you ever heard that goofy term before that they're using?
No.
Yeah, conscious uncoupling. What a stupid Hollywood piece
of... When Cheryl wants to stop having sex, she'll say, I would like to... consciously uncouple at this point.
I guess.
Is it okay?
That's what they're doing.
I took a poll yesterday about the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I got the final count on that. Or did I give it to you yesterday?
Oh, who watches the show? Yes, you did.
Yeah, I got it. 16 people said yes. 65 said no.
Now, there you go. There is sanity in the world.
You got it. And name the name, finally. Don't let him applaud, Franco!
Stop applauding.
Thank you. Who's proud to be an Asian? They are part Asian. Is it Halle Berry, Jimmy Kimmel, or Rob Schneider?
I'll say Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
I'm going to say Jimmy Kimmel.
Rob Schneider is one quarter Filipino. Have a great day. I'm Mike Evans. See ya.
It's interesting, once he said Kimmel has just a tiny bit of an Asian look to it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But Schneider... Isn't Rob Schneider one of those guys who gets work because his friend is
Adam Sandler? Yes.
And if it weren't for that, he probably wouldn't.
He's in like every Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah. He's like the Clint Howard, who's not really the brother of Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Or who's the other one that always gives his sibling work? Who am I thinking of? There's
Ron Howard.
Yeah, there's Clint Howard.
Yeah,
but then there's somebody else.
Another one.
There's another one who always puts his goofy brother or something in there. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. First Community Credit Union wants you to know a couple of things. One, it's a great place to bank, and they'd love to have you as a banking member. That's what the customers are called. And the other thing they want you to know is that when it finally is really spring, not just by the calendar but by the weather, and people get out and they stand outside their homes with something they haven't done for a long time except to run inside to get warm, and you go, wow, we need some stuff done to this house, either to the yard or some guttering. You need a home improvement loan, they're there for you. Up to $25,000 for a home improvement loan from First Community Credit Union. Please don't forget, because it's only a couple of days away, Saturday morning, the yard sale, 7 to 9 o'clock. I'm going to say this without any real hard proof, but I'll bet you it's true. The most successful and most listened to show on the weekend anywhere in St. Louis. The Great Yard Sale with Paul Warner, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. I bank there. I do all my banking there. And I can name you a dozen people that do right around this building, and we'd like for you to do that too. You probably have no real hardcore allegiance to the bank where you're banking now. So get out of there. Close your accounts and move them over where we are. You won't be sorry. Great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get another quick look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Yeah, you do have some problems out there. Northbound 270 north of Dorset, you've got the two right lanes blocked, an accident, and traffic is jammed back to Page. On westbound Olive at near Fifi, you've got an accident. The left lane is blocked there. Traffic there is backed up between Craig and Dallas across Highway 270. Southbound 270 is a bit slow between 40 and Doherty Ferry. You've got a stall now on southbound 170 before Ladue. The left lane is blocked. Nobody was with it when I checked it. You're slow from Del Mar down through Ladue. And then if you're traveling on westbound 40, things are getting a little bit better. You're slow now between Kings Highway and McCausland. And on westbound 70, just a bit heavy from the Blanchett Bridge through 94. And this report is brought to you by AccountTemps. Are you headed for accounting stardom? Learn more about temporary accounting job opportunities at beabob.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Drew Titone, co-owner of Suncrest Home Remodeling, your St. Louis exterior professional remodeling company for over 20 years. If you're in need of new window replacements, new CertainTeed vinyl siding, or the new Apex fiberglass siding system, or possibly want to replace a declining deck with new composite or PVC cellular, please give us a call and I will personally come out and give you an estimate to the dollar. Suncrest Home Remodeling, 636-256-6858, an A-plus rated company with a Better Business Bureau, SuncrestSt.Louis.com.
Saving money never tasted so good. The $2, $4, $6, $8 value menu has 16 unbelievably delicious deals. Only at Denny's.
Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A South St. Louis County mother charged in the death of her toddler son makes a plea in St. Louis County Court. Find out what's next for Shelby Dasher. Plus, police want your help locating a woman wanted in connection with a kidnapping and armed robbery at a Chesterfield mall.
It's a new Illinois littering law that's gotten lots of attention. We'll tell you why enforcement of it has been almost non-existent.
Things are jumping in Lake St. Louis quite literally. We'll take you in the competition at the National Equestrian Center.
Good evening, I'm Mandy Murphy, and tonight for Sandy Miller. The story of a missing 13-month-old child from Afton captivated viewers back in November of 2011. Today, that mother pleaded guilty to killing her child. Fox News' Chris Hayes is here to tell us what led up to the change in a case that was set to go to trial, Chris.
The trial was set to begin April 21st. For 2.5 years, Shelby Dasher has stood by her plea of not guilty in the homicide of her baby, Tyler. It may be this recent